Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia police say a teenage girl's tip helped them find a body in a trash can. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports a medical examiner is trying to determine how he was killed.
Acting Police Commissioner Christine Coulter says investigators are trying to make sense of what happened.
It's disturbing that somebody would do something like this to a human being, you know, discard them like trash. And we're fortunate that, you know, the student did come forward.
That girl, Coulter says, is being treated as a witness. And as of now, it looks like she wasn't involved criminally. Police say they went to 6th and Hunting Park around 1:30 yesterday afternoon and found this victim's body stuffed in a trash can.
Cops found the body in that trash can at 6th and Rockland Streets and Hunting Park around 1:30 yesterday afternoon. Coulter says the killer or killers knew the victim and the teen, but she didn't know about their specific relationships. So far, no one has been arrested. Governor Murphy delivered his annual State of the State message to a joint legislative session in Trenton yesterday. He hit on familiar themes while proposing new initiatives on a few fronts. Here's KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
After highlighting accomplishments in the first half of his term, Murphy says he's setting up a plan to ensure people have employment training and options before the next recession hits. It's called Jobs NJ, and he says it has a clear mission.
To better align our education system to meet the future needs of both employers and workers, and do better at matching our workers with potential employers.
The governor's also establishing a new office to deal with controlling health care costs in the state and a task force to address wealth disparity.
Murphy also called for expansion of a millionaire's tax. Well, we're one signature away from a ban on flavored vaping products in New Jersey, the governor's. KYW's Andrew Kramer spoke to workers at a vape shop that's closing down because of the ban.
How much of your business is flavored vaping?
It's over 85%. So this business ceases to exist if a solution can't be found.
Timothy Dickinson with Firehouse E-Cigs and Vapors says this affects thousands of people in the vaping industry in the state.
Those people, livelihoods are an immediate risk.
For a solution that, unfortunately, isn't going to meet the goal that they set out.
We asked a Camden County health official what she would say to these businesses. Her response, I'm more concerned about the well-being of the children. Keeping mom and dad safely at home could be as easy as picking up the phone. Philadelphia Corporation for Aging has a program called SHARP. It stands for Senior Housing Assistance Repair Program. Mark Myers is the Director of Facility Operations and Housing Programs. He says qualifying seniors can get modifications done that will keep their homes safe and accessible.
We adapt bathroom fixtures, we install hand railings, we install intercoms, we will install exterior iron railings, we will do grab bars in the bathroom, we will do handheld showers in the bathroom, we install smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors.
You can also get repairs made to the property. Qualifying homeowners 60 and older can get services for free or on a sliding fee scale. Program funding comes from the state lottery. For information on this, call 215-765-9040. A new play about the legacy of Harriet Tubman opens tomorrow at the Arden Theater in Old City. KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg says the local playwright chose to highlight an often forgotten portion of the civil rights hero's life.
The stage play, My General Tubman, tells the complex, often ignored history of Tubman as a soldier in the Civil War, a wife during her second marriage, and a caretaker who built a home for elderly former slaves.
You look back at the slave narratives, they never talked about whom I fell in love with, how I took care of my kids. They don't tell that. They don't get to have a personal story.
A renowned best-selling author, Lorraine Carey, is a first-time playwright. She became fascinated with Tubman, who spent quite a bit of time in Philadelphia.
The play is running at the Arden from January 16th through March 1st. You can get more information at ardentheater.org. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.